Some 30 years ago, a struggling artist named Forrest Myers saw a huge wall on the corner of a building at Broadway and Houston in New York City's Soho District. He got the okay from the landlord and created what became known as the Gateway to Soho, or simply the Wall. Since then, Forrest Myers and many of the original Soho artists have moved away as businesses moved in. The current landlord wants to do away with the artwork. Myers and the city say no. As Karen Michelle reports, the case goes to court this morning.
When Forrest Frosty Myers stands on the sidewalk across from the wall, he sees it as it used to look.
It's maybe 70 feet by 80 feet, and the background is painted blue.
Now, in fact, the wall is a sort of dingy gray, and the square metal bits that used to stick out over the sidewalk are gone, resting on scaffolding on the sidewalk below. Over time, the wall on which it was built became damaged, and the building owners took down part of the artwork to make repairs. Now the owners of the somewhat ironically named Soho Arts Condominium want the sculpture gone. Jeffrey Braun represents the owners of the building.
The most significant achievement that my client would hope to receive would be a court authorization that the so-called artwork on its building can be permanently removed and that this wall can be used as any other wall along Houston Street can be used.
As anyone who's been to New York City lately can tell you, he means ads, big ones.
The revenue that you generate is very substantial. We're talking in the neighborhood of at least $600,000 a year.
You have this clash between art and real estate.
Richard Altman.
And here in New York, real estate means more than anything.
Richard Altman is the attorney who represents artist Frosty Myers. The key decision to be made in federal court, he says, is who owns the artwork? Is it Myers or is it the owners of the condominium? Frosty Myers says it's not him.
You buy a house, the countertops go with the house.
But this isn't any countertop. It's in a landmark district, the Soho Cast Iron Historic District, and so the city has a say in ownership in the form of the Landmarks Preservation Commission. And here, according to the artist's attorney, Richard Altman, is where it really gets interesting.
If the owner owns it, then the city has the power to order the owner to maintain it. However, if someone else owns it, then essentially the city is ordering an owner to maintain someone else's property on his building. And that amounts to a taking of his property, of a little piece of his property, without payment of just compensation. And that's a Fifth Amendment violation.
If that's the case, the building owners say, either they put up an ad and collect more than $500,000 a year, or they should get compensation from the city. The city's Landmarks Preservation Commission isn't the least bit receptive to the idea. Mark Silberman is the commission's general counsel.
We have required them to do something that may diminish the value of their property, but there is no requirement under the law that a building owner is entitled to the highest and best use of their property.
If they lose in court, it's possible these owners will do as others in the historic district have done and put up the sign anyway. The fines are likely less than the potential revenue. It's a thought that's got Frosty Myers steamed.
It'd be a sad day in Mudville if Landmarks loses this decision, and it'd be a sad day for artists' rights. So let's be happy. What do you say? God, I love this wall.
But in Soho now, commerce trumps art, and love is not where you find it, but where you buy it. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle in New York.